Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Would you rather have wireless on the most reliable network nationwide or unlimited with 5G for $30 a month per line? You don't have to choose with Xfinity Mobile. Wireless so good it keeps one-upping itself. Most reliable based on Roots Metric U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement. $30 per month per line when you get 4 lines.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ruth Saltman. Welcome to the Transformational Soul. Hello, Kim. Hi, Richard. Nice to see you here. I want to welcome you if you're here for the first time, and welcome back if you've been here before. I'm really happy you're all here, and I want to say hello to all of you who are watching on Rumble. Before we get started, I want us to just clear our minds a little bit, relax a little bit, so that all the information and messages can flow freely to you without anything getting in the way. So let's take a few deep breaths and let it out. And just relax and let all of your worries and cares of the day just kind of float away. And another one. And one more. Kind of helps us to clear our energy a little bit. And we ask for our spiritual tribes to come in to this sacred circle. And we ask them to protect the sacred circle with the highest vibrations of love and light. We ask for all of our angels, our guides, our ancestors, our higher selves. We ask for all of them to come into this sacred circle as well. We ask for our spiritual tribe to wrap this circle and only let in vibrations that are of the highest vibration of love and light. We ask that we are open that we keep ourselves open to all messages that we receive, and that we receive them with a love-filled heart and an open mind. We ask that they help us to heal and to be for our highest and best good. We ask that we hear exactly what we need to hear and that we feel it at our very core. We ask that all the messages be given and received with the highest vibrations of love and light, and so it is. So I have a few messages before we get started tonight. This Saturday at 8 p.m., we have the Spiritual Message Circle. Due to the U.S. holiday Memorial Day, which is later this month, we're only going to have one Spiritual Message Circle this month. It's always a fun time, so I hope you can join us. So, you know, you might want to get in early, you know, at the start of the show, because once it fills up, it fills up. And since we're only having the one, you want to make sure you get your message this month. Hello, Jill. Nice to see you. So twice a month on Tuesday afternoons, we have a special show for the VIPs, The Spiritual View. Do you feel like you're missing out? Do you want to know what they talk about? Then become a VIP. For less than one cup of Starbucks coffee a month, you can be a VIP. The first tier is only $3 a month. Only $3. There are tiers that go up from there, but you can become a VIP for only $3. That's like a dime a day. So with being a VIP, you get a lot of perks. So you might want to check that out. I know there's information about it on the Goldilocks Productions website. So you can look on there and find out how to be a VIP. And you can also do it on YouTube. I'm not sure, Tiffany, I think you said it was called something else on there. So you can just maybe let me know about that. Oh, thank you for your super sticker, Jill. I really appreciate that. Hello, Joyce. So nice to see you. Hello, Linnell. Sharing coffee time. Best coffee share ever. Awesome. So I want to send out some YouTube community is our VIPs here. So you can join the YouTube community or the Goldilocks VIPs from the Goldilocks Productions website. Don't do both. Just do one. Or you can do both if you want. I want to send out some happy birthday vibes to Laura Romero. Yesterday was her birthday. I also want to wish my daughter Amanda a very happy birthday today. It was all those years ago when she was born on this day that I became a mom for the first time. I can't say how many because, you know, she would not be very happy with me. But I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Amanda. Hope you've had a wonderful day. Thank you so much to all of you who have sent in your testimonials for our shows and for our show hosts. I really appreciate you doing that. And I know the other show hosts and producer do as well. If you would like to show your gratitude to Goldilocks Productions, you can send in a testimonial as well. You know, it doesn't have to be anything long, just a couple, 2-3 sentences, and you can do it right on the Goldilocks Productions website. So how easy is that? The Words of Wisdom segment gives you an opportunity to come on and talk about your healing story. And your story will definitely inspire someone else. Think back to the others that have been on the show. We've had Kim, we've had Sarah, and we've had Heidi. And think about how those stories impacted you. So know that your story will impact someone else in this, you know, just like that. So if you would like to come on and tell your story, then, you know, please message me, put it in the comments or let me know after the show so we can get you scheduled. Hello, Sarah. Yes, Jill. Jill said she finally did her testimonials. Thank you so much, Jill. And if you would like to send a tip or donation to me, in the show, you can do that via my Venmo. It's at Ruth-Saltman, R-U-T-H-S as in Sam, O-L-T, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy. Or you can do a super chat or super sticker here on YouTube or a Rumble rant on Rumble. It's much appreciated and helps to cover the cost of the show. My spiritual business is how I make a living, so every dollar helps. If you would like to sponsor this or any of the Goldilocks shows, you can contact my producer, Tiffany White Sage Woman, and find out how to do that. So my I Am cards are now available, and this is what they look like. And I found out that the site that I created them on, they also have an online store. So I set it up on there so they can be shipped directly from the store when you place your order. I have posted it on Facebook and stuff, but I will also put the link in the comments. We should chat soon. Sounds good. Hello, Kristen. So nice to see you. Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Maddox. I'm sure you two are watching with your mom. Hi, Heather. I'm so happy to see you here. It's awesome. You know, when I first started watching Goldilocks shows a few years ago, I watched Laura's show, Angels in Healing Light, and Melissa's show, Joyful Findings. They were the only ones that worked well with my schedule at the time. And they were on the during the day, and it was pretty easy for me to squeeze that in. After a while, of course, I did discover the other shows and started watching them as well. But when I would watch Laura and Melissa in the very beginning, you know, and they would give me a message, I would take that message and I would run with it. After the show, I would listen to the show over again, listen to my message again, write it down. I read it so many times and I would follow what I was guided to do. And my life began to change. And it wasn't the message that changed my life. It was me. Me taking action on those messages. If you feel like you get the same messages all the time, then you need to reflect on what you are doing or are not doing with those messages. Are you taking action? Because inevitably, you are the only one that can change your life. And you can. And it's so exciting when you follow that guidance of spirit and guidance from the angels and the guidance from your intuition. Only you have the power to change yourself and your life. Nobody else is going to do that for you. Just you. Oh, thank you so much for your super sticker, Heather. I really appreciate that so much. Like, if you get a message and the message is they're telling you to eat healthier, you're getting that message for a reason. Maybe what you're eating now is going to cause you health issues in the future. You should listen to that message. If you're guided to get more rest and sleep, you should. Maybe the next week is going to require a lot more energy from you, so you should listen. We don't always see the big picture, but spirit does, and it knows what we need. So learn to listen to that. When you live your life guided by your intuition, life is so much easier. You just kind of go with the flow. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are doing everything they can to improve themselves and their lives, right? A lot of you guys, you're working on so much stuff. And that is so awesome. It's going to benefit you, you know, beyond anything you can imagine. Because there's that ripple effect. It's not going to just affect one part of your life. It's going to ripple into other areas. And I know there's people that say they want all this change, even verbalize what they want to change. They put that energy out there, but they still do nothing to get themselves to that point. Sometimes it's because of fear. Sometimes it could be laziness or a lack of self-love. And then that's something that you would want to work on, is the self-love. Because you do deserve every good thing that is coming your way. You have to believe that. You absolutely have to believe that. Sarah says, I wanted to hop on and share love, but I can't stay on. If you pull cards, I would love a message, and I'll watch in the replay. Much love to all. Well, of course, Sarah. And thank you so much for hopping on and saying hello. I really appreciate that, and I love you too. So there's all this amazing energy going on right now. We have the full moon coming up this weekend. We have the lunar eclipse coming up this weekend. We've got a bunch of solar flares going on. We have Mercury retrograde. The Schumann resonance has been really high. Tap into all of that energy. Let it integrate into you and your energy. Ooh, getting chills all over. This energy is just amazing. And if you tap into it, you can really feel it. Right before the show, me and Tiffany were talking about how our dogs have been reacting to all this energy. And my dog wants to go outside like all the time and just sit on the grass. She just wants to feel it. And she's been super clingy too. So I know that they're feeling it. And I know I'm feeling it. And I love it. Because the more that I try to absorb it and let it integrate into my body, the better I feel. The more energy I feel, the clearer I feel. And that's pretty cool. So when you're driving down the road, have you ever gotten lost and turned on your GPS to help you find your way? Well, your intuition is like that. It's your inner GPS, your inner guidance system. Intuition is something that every single one of us are born with. Some people deny it exists and they never tap into it or use it or even acknowledge it. Other people exercise it every day. It's a spiritual muscle. And just like any muscle, the more you use it, the more well-defined and stronger that it will get. And it can be scary at first to trust your intuition, because as humans, we always look for that validation outside of ourselves. Our intuition, if we choose to use it and to listen, gives us validation from inside. And for whatever reason, sometimes we as humans think that's a little bit scary because we don't trust ourselves. It's a great resource and tool to help you navigate through your life. And we often need that navigating. Your intuition is a knowing of something without knowing how you know, you just know. And a lot of times when you try to tell someone something that you know, if they don't have that concrete evidence and some kind of outer validation, they think you're just, you know, off your rocker. Because they don't really understand what intuition is or how to tap into it. And, you know, they don't really care. But that doesn't matter. All that matters is that you know, you exercise it, you use it, and, you know, you just worry about yourself. You don't have to worry about other people think. I think we talked about that last week, about worrying what other people think of you. Your opinion of yourself is the only opinion of you that matters. Most mothers instinctively know when something's going on with their children. When they're ill, when they're telling a lie, or when something is bothering them, they can sense it. Mother's intuition is a widely accepted concept. Intuition should be too. It's something we all have naturally, and it's an important part of who we are. Now, there's many different things you can do and many kinds of exercises that you can do to strengthen that muscle and to make it stronger and more well-defined. For example, when you get a phone call, feel who it is before you answer the phone. Guess what time it is before you look. Guess how much battery your phone has. Now, you may be way off in the beginning, you know, the first few times, but you just keep practicing. Because practice makes perfect. You will be surprised how quickly you will hone in on the correct answer. And, you know, I do this stuff every day. I think it's great to practice it and to keep your skills and your abilities sharp. So I do this all the time. And time has been a very strange concept lately anyway. Like I have to look at the calendar to see what day it is. I was talking to Melissa yesterday and she said, have a great show tonight, or something about my show tonight. And I'm like, oh, that's tomorrow. But like Wednesdays have been feeling like Thursdays to me because I kept thinking all day tomorrow was Friday. So this whole thing with time has just been very askew lately. But that's okay. Tune into how someone is feeling. You know, sometimes people will say one thing, but you can sense that they're feeling something totally different. Tap into that. See if you can feel what they're feeling. When you hear someone's voice or read someone's text or message, you immediately get a sense of how they are feeling. When someone's speaking, you can tell a lot by the tone of their voice, more so than what they even say. Hello, Devin. So nice to see you. Heather says, I wish tomorrow was Friday. I know, wouldn't that be nice? We could just kind of skip over Thursday. But you can tap into that. You know, you can tap into how they're feeling. Look for messages in songs or movies. You will know if it's a message for you by the way it makes you feel. It will resonate deeply with you. You will get head-to-toe goosebumps or chills. I love when that happens because then I know it's a truth that is resonating very deeply within me. You will intuitively know when you hear a message if it's meant for you. Ask for assistance. Ask the angels. Ask them to clarify messages for you if you're not sure. But you're always receiving messages. It's just sometimes we're so busy and we just don't pay enough attention. Be mindful of everything around you. Pay close attention. So many times we are busy in thought and don't pay attention to the signs that are right in front of us. You can strengthen your intuition through meditation. When you are in that quietude, you can hear your higher self. Learn how to recognize it in your everyday life. Listen to music, dance. Anything that will get you out of your head is going to help you with your intuition. And it's also, these things are also helping you to raise your vibration. Take a deck of playing cards, just, you know, like a regular deck of poker cards. Before you turn one over, focus on the card and try to guess what it is. You can do that with objects too. You can pick one up, hold it in your hand, and see what impressions you get of that object. I know Richard has done some of that. Hello, Melissa. So nice to see you. Or look at an old photo. What impressions do you get from that? You will always get something. Now, sometimes it might just be like some word, and it might seem very random, but it's not random at all. And don't be afraid or fearful or apprehensive or anything about being wrong. No one is right 100% of the time. The answers or impressions you get, you're getting those for a reason. Learn to recognize your intuition, that still small voice that's inside of you. How do you experience it? How do you guys experience your intuition? Do ideas pop into your head out of nowhere? Do you hear it in your mind? Pay attention to how you receive that information because it's going to help you more and more to be able to recognize it when it is there. At first, you might have a difficult time trusting it. That was the biggest issue for me. You might feel that it's just coming from your mind, your head, your own voice, but it's not. You can tell the difference. After a while, you can tell the difference. And that's okay, because the more you practice using it, the more you will be able to discern it from your own voice, from your own ideas. The more you use it, the more you will trust it. The more you will trust it. When you start trusting it 100%, without question, without doubt, it's going to flow through you like a river, and it will become very natural for you. So you always want to, you know, be practicing that intuition, using it on a daily basis. When I first started doing readings, I was very hesitant about the information that I would get, because a lot of times I would think, oh, why am I getting that? That doesn't make any sense to me. But it doesn't have to make sense to me. It has to make sense to you, the person who the card is for. And so a lot of times we might just get random words, random colors. I mean, it could be, you know, a lot of different things. But when you always convey that information to the person, because it will mean something to them. They might not be able to think of what it is at the time. They might see it a day later, a week later. But it will, they will always make the connection. If you want to practice your intuition with people that you don't know, that can be, you know, a really great way to practice. There are some great groups on Facebook. Hello, Marsha. Nice to see you. And in some, they're like helping you to expand these gifts, these groups. And like they'll post a picture of someone who is passed or someone who's still alive. And you just comment the impressions and the thoughts and the feelings that you get from looking at the photo. You will be surprised at how often you will get correct information. And it can really help you improve your skills. One time I went on there when I was kind of bored on the weekend. This was quite a while ago. And I thought, well, I'm going to offer to do some card readings. So I put my little post on there that I would do a card reading for the first 10 people. Well, I ended up doing it for 33 people, but it was so amazing. The feedback I got was just awesome. And and it really, really helped my energy. The energy was just flowing like crazy. It was a great experience. So I would highly recommend something like that. Okay, Marsha's on Rumble while doing the dishes. Hermit in the Sky says laziness, aka executive functioning. Some people are highly sensitive and when becoming overwhelmed, shut down entirely. It's a self-defense automatic mechanism. Words like just laziness, shame, and hurt. You know, that's very true. A lot of people, you know, and I've seen this with people that I know who are, they don't realize that they're empaths. They have a very hard time handling other people's emotions and handling all that energy because they feel it all. So it kind of makes them go more into themselves and makes them kind of become like a loner. And I've seen that kind of, you know, behavior, and I totally understand that. It can be very overwhelming. Okay, let's see. Okay. Now your body is a vessel for your soul. That's why you have it. You need to respect it, care for it, treat it as a vessel for your soul. Self-care is so important. And we'll be talking more about self-care and heal and a healthy lifestyle next week. So don't be afraid of your intuition. It may not always tell you what you want to hear, but it will always guide you to what is for your best and highest good. Yes, Tiffany, my dog is trying to give you guys a message too. I don't know what her problem is. She got all the treats she's getting though. What is best for us is not always what is easy. Sometimes it takes us in a different direction than where we thought we were going or where we wanted to go. But our intuition, our higher self, always knows what is best for us, even if we as humans do not. Intuition is one of our greatest gifts. Treat it as a gift. Honor it. Unwrap it and enjoy it every single day. You will be so glad you did. How many people are working on increasing and sharpening their intuition? How many people out there get messages through songs, through music? How do you guys get your messages? Is it an idea that pops into your head? Is it like a voice you hear? Is it a picture that flashes? I would love to know. I've gotten my information all three of those ways. I guess I'd like to change it up and surprise me. I like it a lot when I get the images. That's a lot of fun. Probably because it doesn't happen to me a ton. Hello, Cheryl. Hi, Maddie. Nice to see you guys. How exciting. Heather says, I consistently avoid public areas with crowds. For that reason, it drains all of my energy. Well, Heather, let me just tell you, you can put a psychic protection, or if that's what you, how I was taught it was called. And what you do is picture yourself in this bubble. This bubble is all around you and you're in the middle of it. And fill that bubble with white light. And it's going to protect you. You can fill it, well, you can fill it with whatever color light that you want, whatever you feel drawn to. But I always use the white light. And they taught me to put a band of gold around your body one way and a band of silver the other way. And if you have, what else you can do is you can put mirrors, visualize mirrors on the outside of it pointing out, and any negativity that comes to you is going to hit those mirrors and go out and be come here baby and be changed into good positive energy. So that's one way that you can protect yourself. I know it works very well for me. I use it like all the time. And when those negative energies are like shooting at you or whatever. You know, I hear stories and I see stuff about how in the last couple of years, how a lot of people's attitudes out in society have changed and how negative people are and just the terrible, terrible things people say to each other and do to each other. I have never had that experience. I never expect to. I find people to be very pleasant, you know, just like they always have been. But I can understand, you know, you avoiding that. But if you do put that protection on you, you know, it's going to make it a lot easier for you. And it's going to make you feel safer. And also call on Archangel Michael, because he will always make you feel safe. Let's see. Linnell says, hear, feel, see, move energy, and still revealing the rest. That is awesome. Well, Linnell, you must have told her to quiet down because she has stopped. So I did bring my cards with me today, and I have two different decks. The Divine Energy Oracle, which I used last week, and I also got a new one from Kristen for Mother's Day, the Self-Love Oracle. And I was playing with these cards today, and a lot of them are based on your chakras and different things you can do for different chakras. So I would be happy to give you guys a card, anybody that would like one. Here, lay down, baby. Lay down. Lay down. And I'm going to do one of each, I think, unless time starts running low. And I'm going to do Jill and Heather first, as to show my appreciation for your donation. So Jill, let's see what we have for you. Ooh, this is pretty. Look at the pretty card. Now, it's hard to tell with this light, but that is actually green. And it says, breathe in prana, your heart chakra. They're wanting you to work on your heart chakra. Feel, as you breathe in and take a breath, feel that beautiful love energy going right through your heart chakra. Shh. Shh. Being rude. And, you know, that's very important. That's like our center, our heart. So let everything that you say and everything you do come out from your heart chakra. Feel it through your heart chakra. And then everything that you say and do is going to come from love. See what we have with these other ones. Oh, you're welcome for that, Heather. Maddie wants one. All righty. Okay, let's see this other one for Jill. Go with the flow, Jill. Don't take things so seriously. Try to relax a little bit more and just kind of go with it. Don't try to control the situation. Just let it flow naturally the way it's supposed to. Because everything happens for a reason and it's all in divine timing. So sometimes you just have to take a step back and, you know, let spirit take over. Let the universe take over. So I hope that resonates with you, Joe. Now we have Heather. Let's see what we have for Heather. All right. Heather. Ooh, good fortune. You have some good fortune coming, Heather. And you've been working so hard for so long. And, you know, you deserve that. Don't ever think that you don't. You deserve that. Heather was a special guest on the Words of Wisdom, I believe last month, or no, maybe the month before. And she came on and shared her journey. And it was amazing. Amazing. You know, you don't know. Like, I've known Heather for like 10 years or more. But a lot of her story, I didn't know. And so it was really amazing. And it's amazing, you know, what we as humans can overcome, what we can just say, you know, I've had enough, and you know, do what we need to do for ourselves. They want you to let go and enjoy, Heather. So take some time for yourself. Don't work so hard. Give yourself a break. Relax a little bit more. And, you know, enjoy some fun time. Enjoy some fun activities with your girls and the dog. And there's a lot of things I feel that bring you joy. You need to enjoy those a little bit more, and you need to do them a little bit more. It's important for your healing process, and it's important for your soul. So I hope that resonates with you. Okay. Alrighty. So let's see. All right. So Maddie is next. Let's see what we have for Maddie. Oh, there we go. Maddie. Ooh. Your soul lesson is truth, Maddie. And that has to do with your throat chakra. So I feel like there's something that you need to say that you're not saying. And so it's causing a little bit of, not necessarily blockage, but it's causing a little bit of, you need to get that energy, loosen that energy so it can flow better. Whatever it is that you're holding back and need to say, you need to say it. And you're going to definitely feel a release when you do. And always speak your truth. Only you know what your truth is. Your truth isn't, you know, your sister's truth or your brother's truth. It's yours and yours alone. And you always need to speak that truth. Oh, Jill says, great cards and messages. Thank you, Jill. Oh, they are. Tiffany said those are pretty cards. They are. They're just so pretty. And each one's like so different from the next. I like them a lot. And Maddie's other card is, ooh, embrace your power, Maddie. Realize how powerful you are. You can do anything with clear intention and clear thought. When you put that energy out there, the universe matches that energy and sends it back to you. So if you're putting out the energy of love or abundance, that's the energy that the universe is going to match and send those things back to you. So always, always, always live your life in a state of gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have, because when you are, the universe will naturally bring you more things to be grateful for. Alrighty. And Cheryl. And then Richard. And Joyce. Okay, so Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl, you got the same card as Maddie. So what are you holding back? What truth are you not getting out? I know you always speak your mind, so there's something that you need to say, though. And you're going to feel so much better when you do. It's, I don't know. You're holding back. And you need to release this. And always stand in your truth. And this is kind of blowing me away. But you also got the same other card as Maddie. And I did shuffle both decks. So embrace your power as well. Stand in your power. Know who you are. Have that solid foundation to stand on. And then nothing can knock you down. So I hope that resonates with you, Cheryl. It's really cool that you both got the same cards. Very interesting. Okay, Richard. All right, Richard. Ooh, the gift of strength. Richard, you're so much stronger than you think you are or than you feel you are. And I don't mean physical strength, but you're probably pretty strong there too. But I'm talking about spiritual strength, emotional strength, knowing who you are and being able to live your life walking your truth. And and that's really amazing. And they're wanting you to tune out distractions, Richard. I don't know if this is at work, possibly, that something is kind of distracting you from what you need to be doing, or it could be in your personal life. But there's something, some kind of a distraction that keeps popping up for you, and they're wanting you to just let it go, ignore it, leave it alone. You know, maybe work through it with yourself why it's a distraction for you so that you can kind of close the books on that. I hope that resonates with you. Let's see, Joyce. Cheryl said that was perfect, fit her great. Yes, thank you. That's awesome. Hi, Sam. Sam, nice to see you here. You guys popped in with your messages and now I lost my spot. Okay, Joyce. And then I have to remember to pull one for Sarah. Joyce. Ooh. Oh, Joyce. It says, the truth is you are everything. And it's talking about the miracle of change. Look at that. It's beautiful. And I feel like there's a lot of change that's coming your way. And it's because of the things that you are doing. It's because of this inner work that you are doing. It's because of all of your healing that's taking place. And it's going to create a lot of wonderful change for you. Well, this one fell out of the deck. And it's the same card again. Embrace your power. So I feel like this is a message for everyone to really embrace who you are. You know, don't be afraid to be yourself. Because you're amazing. So stand in that power. Stand strong. And empower yourself. Do things that make you feel good about yourself. That helps to build confidence. Do things that you know you're good at and that you enjoy. And that helps to build your confidence. And then when you start building your confidence, you feel more empowered. Do something that is outside of your comfort zone. You know, like maybe come on and be the Words of Wisdom guest. And that will really empower you when you step outside of your comfort zone. So that was for you. Okay, I will do Sarah's right now so that I don't forget. And you know, for some reason, the color on here is quite deceiving because my shirt looks blue. Then it's not black. Sarah, be inspired by what you love. Your soul lesson is about trust. They want you to celebrate creativity as well. But your soul lesson is about trust. Look at it. It's such a pretty picture. And all of these pictures have just been so very different. So they're wanting you to trust yourself. Trust that these ideas that have been coming to you are, you know, what the direction that you're headed in. This is going to be part of your journey. So trust that and trust the process. And don't worry about things taking too long because it's all in divine timing. You know, it's going to take the time that it takes, but that's the time that it's supposed to take. That's perfect. And look at this. Embrace your power, Sarah. Embrace your power. So, you know, stand in your truth. Know who you are. And empower yourself. Empower yourself to do more. Empower yourself to reach all of those goals and those dreams that you have. Richard said, thank you, Ruth. You're welcome. And it just blows me away when I shuffle the cards and I get the same card like that. Like, I think it was 4 times in a row now. And I will pull a card for Kristen. Okay, like this is pretty. Cleanse and protect. Cleanse and protect. So I feel like, you know, this being spring, that They're wanting you to cleanse your environment a little bit. Not like you have a dirty house or anything. That's not what I mean. But your spiritual environment. And you can do that through some meditation. You can do that through sage or smudging. And that is going to help to clear the air, to clear out any negativity that might be hanging around, or just any energy that isn't for your best and highest good. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative energy. But that's what they're wanting you to do. Let's see what else we have for you. Be decisive. You know, if you have a choice to make about something, make it. Be decisive and be able to make that decision. Now, a lot of people will base a decision on, well, here's the facts. Here's the pros. Here's the cons. Go with your gut, your instinct, your intuition. Because every time you do, it never steers you wrong. It's always that time when our intuition is telling us to do one thing and we do the opposite. That's when, you know, things get messed up. So always follow that intuition when you're making decisions or choices or just trying to figure out what to do. Listen to that intuition. Oh, Joyce said, thank you. Perfect. Well, that is awesome, Joyce. You are so welcome. Now I'm going to scroll back up to the top here and see what I know. Kim is here. I remember Kim. So I'm going to pull some cards for Kim and Linnell. So thank you, Kristen. These cards are absolutely beautiful. I really like them a lot. So Kim, what do we have for Kim? Oh, you've got the trust lesson as well. Expand your creativity. Trust in those processes of things that you are creating. Know this is what you're supposed to do. And it says to celebrate your creativity. And, you know, I know you have a lot of ideas flowing to you right now. Embrace them. You know, figure out, you know, take what you want and leave the rest. You don't have to do every single thing that's coming to you, but see what resonates with you and go for your dreams. Because I feel like some of these new ideas are really going to help propel you into being able to fulfill these dreams. So I hope that makes sense for you. And Linnell, let's see what we have for Linnell. Your lesson, okay, it says, well, that's really tiny writing. Your soul lesson is to surrender. They're wanting you to move out of your own way. You know, surrendering, when I would hear that word before, to me, it felt like giving up control. But that's not what surrendering is. Surrendering is just taking yourself out of your own way. Because so many times, you know, we don't move forward for whatever reason or in whatever situation, because we're in our own way. So just surrender and, you know, go with the flow. And let's see what other card we have for you, Linnell. Forgive and forget. And, you know, we talk a lot about forgiveness and how important forgiveness is, not for the other person, but for ourselves. We can forgive people that we feel have wronged us. We can, even if, you know, they're not in our life anymore, even if they were never sorry, we can still forgive them because that forgiveness is a gift that we give to ourselves. And we need to do that for ourselves so we can release all that anger and anxiety and tension and pain that's associated with that situation. And when you do release that, it's an amazing feeling. And then that part of you is healed. And it won't keep coming up throughout, you know, your life to antagonize you. Let's see who, if I missed anybody here. Devin. We got Devin. Devin. Let's see what we have. Oh, there we go. For you, sir. Look, this one has come up so much tonight. Trust. You also got the trust card. And I feel like maybe you need to ground yourself a little bit. You know, it's just as simple as going outside, walking around on the grass barefoot, or if you want to do visualizing, visualize yourself standing up, you know, in a meadow somewhere, and your legs are extending, your feet are extending down into the ground, almost like the roots of a tree, and you're grounding into that energy of Mother Earth. Sometimes grounding can mean, like, sometimes when I need to ground myself a little bit after like a show or something, because my energy is like real high, you know, I'll eat a few bites of something and that helps to ground me. So you have to figure out what works for you. So Devin, let's see what we have for you over here. Count your blessings. Count your blessings every single day and be very grateful for everything and everyone that you have in your life. You are very blessed, as we all are. And sometimes we just forget to, you know, say thank you or forget to show our gratitude. So that's a good lesson for all of us. And Melissa, see what we have for Melissa. Let me tell you guys something, okay? So on Melissa's anniversary show, she did a raffle, and I won a 15-minute reading with her. And I had it yesterday. And let me tell you, okay, you think she's amazing on her show, her readings are even better. So, you know, I highly suggest, you know, if you're looking for a reading from her, you know, look her up there on Facebook, because it was absolutely amazing. And Melissa's show is on Friday night, Joyful Findings at 8 p.m. And also Sarah's is on Mondays, Golden Sunshine Healing at 8 p.m. And Robin McGuire is going to be her special guest on Monday. Well, I don't think Robin is here tonight, but her show is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And then this Tiffany show is on Sundays. And guys, don't forget this Saturday, the Spiritual Message Circle. So this one has come up again. We've had so many repeats tonight. But Melissa, yours is also about the throat chakra, about truth, about speaking your truth, and about clear out that energy by speaking your truth, standing in your truth. I mean, I know you do this. But there's something I feel like that you need to say. And then after you do, you're going to feel better. And let's see what other card we have here. Oh, there we go. Engage higher reason. And, you know, I feel like this message is about your higher self, because our higher selves know everything. And know everything about us. And tapping into that, you know, gives us so much information. And I think they're just wanting to remind you to always tap into that for your decision making, for, you know, anything like that. So I hope that resonates with you, Melissa. Oh, Marsha. Let's see what we have for you. I can't believe I just said your name three times. I'm sorry. That's like telling Carol Ann to go into the light. Marsha, I am who I am. And you are very proud of who you are. And you should be. You know, you're an amazing soul. And they just want you to keep tapping into that. You know who you are. And keep living your life in that way, because you are blessing so many other people just by being you. Okay. Oh, and it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everyone that asks you for something or asks you to do something. Because when we do that, and I know because I have done this so much of my life. I don't do this anymore, and I haven't for a long time, but I have did this for so many years of my life. Someone would say, do you want to do this? Yeah. Well, could you help me out with this? Yeah. I would always say yes, whether I had to change my schedule around, whether it was a huge inconvenience, what if I didn't want to do it, I would still say yes. But it's okay to say no, and we don't have to give a reason why. No is enough. And if people don't like it, well, that's their problem. Technically, you know, and effectively, it is their issue. But it's okay. It's okay to not do everything for everyone. You have to put yourself first, Marcia. So you remember that. And now we have Hermit in the Sky. And I probably should go down here and see where we are at. Okay. Okay, we're doing good. See what we have for you. The gift of freedom. You need to give yourself the gift of freedom. And you can free yourself in so many ways, but mostly just by being you. You know, get rid of those beliefs and those ideas of what other people think of you, because your opinion of you is the only one that matters. And that is going to give you such a huge sense of freedom. Now, sometimes, I'm not saying this is your situation, but sometimes we, you know, look for those things from other people because we can't validate ourselves for ourselves. We don't know who we are. But I feel like, you know, if you let go a little bit and, you know, don't worry about it so much, you're really going to free yourself. And you're going to be able to tell because you're going to feel differently. And we also have, oh, it feels like two cards. These are, oh, it is two cards. Okay, hold on. But they're stuck together. Go with the flow and make no judgments. And, you know, we don't need to judge people. We just need to accept everyone for who they are, just as we want to be accepted for who we are. And go with the flow is so important because, you know, just like a fish when he just goes with the flow of the river, right? And that's the easiest way to go. If he tries to go against the stream, it's so hard and it's so much work. So when you can kind of relax and get in the flow, get in your own flow and just let everything flow in your life, life's going to be so much easier. So I hope that resonates with you, Hermit in the Sky. And I know Sam is here. I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody else. That's who we got for you, Sam. Okay. This is the yellow card. Ooh, it says, eternal sunshine, I awake. Your message is about clarity. And I don't feel so much it's like there's something you're not understanding, but I feel like you feel like sometimes when you have conversations that they're not real clear on what you're trying to say, if that makes sense to you. So sometimes people will feel embarrassed to ask for clarity. So maybe sometimes, you know, change up your explanation or your answer, you know, maybe include like two or three different ways in that answer so that it becomes more clear for the other person. Now, sometimes we can tell because they'll make that face like, what the heck are you talking about? And other times they'll just smile and nod. If they comment back to you, then there's a good chance that they are understanding and that they're clear. But if you can't at all, you know, and if you're speaking to someone and you're like, well, do you know what I mean? Or do you understand? Or should I, you know, clarify that for you? It's okay to ask people because you want people to understand what you're trying to tell them. And they're talking to you about raising your vibration. And I feel like a lot of the things that you're doing is helping to raise your vibration. And they want you to keep on doing that. Hello, Kavita. Sam, you are so welcome. Sam says, thank you for the wonderful message. Marsha, that is so funny. Marsha says, thank you so much. I have a problem with no. Well, Marsha, that cracks me up. Well, you need to work on that then, because it's going to be a lot better for you. You know, sometimes you get that frazzled, you know, energy and stuff. You don't want to do that. So say no, it's okay. And like the first few times, because of being a yes person, the first few times you're probably going to feel bad, or it's going to make you feel guilty, which don't even get me going on that guilt. But it will, the more you do it, the easier it'll get. So Sam. Oh no, Kavita. I'm on Kavita now. Okay. Kavita, you have the gift of strength. And you know, you're very powerful. You're very much into knowing what you believe. And that gives you a lot of power and inner strength. And that's important. And, you know, continuing to live in that place within yourself is very key for you. And you need to trust the divine plan, because everything goes according to the divine plan. Everything works in divine timing. You know, the universe doesn't care about what our clock says. It doesn't care about how quickly we want something. It's all divine timing. And sometimes we can get really impatient waiting for things to happen that we either want to happen or that we know are going to happen. And we get really impatient because we're just human. But everything happens the way it's supposed to. So sometimes you just have to release that, you know, anxiety of waiting, and know that it's coming to you in divine timing. So I hope that message resonates with you, Kavita. And it looks like we are out of time. My goodness, this hour just flew by. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate and love each and every one of you. And I hope that, you know, you'll come back next week. Share the video, share the show if you have some friends that you think would be interested. Oh, Marsha, thank you so much for your super sticker. I appreciate that so much. And I hope to see you guys here next week. You guys have a great week. Work on that intuition. I love you all. Good night.
Share your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.